This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A resident of northern Arizona has died from pneumonic plague. Plague is a bacterial infection known for killing tens of millions of people in the 14th century Europe. Today, it's easily treated with antibiotics. There are three types of plague. The bubonic plague is the most common form of the bacterial infection, which spreads naturally among rodents like prairie dogs and rats. Septicemic plague spreads through the whole body. Pneumonic plague is the most deadly type, infecting the lungs and easiest to spread. The bacteria is transmitted through the bites of infected fleas that can spread it between rodents, pets, and humans. People can also get plague through touching infected bodily fluids. Health experts recommend taking extra care when handling dead or sick animals. Federal health officials say that plague is rare to humans, with on average about 7 cases reported annually in the U.S., most of them in the western states in rural areas of northern New Mexico, northern Arizona, southern Colorado, California, southern Oregon, and far western Nevada. The death in Coconino County, Arizona, which includes Flagstaff, was the first recorded death from pneumonic plague since 2007. Northwestern Energy customers have been paying increased rates from the state's largest monopoly utility for the past month and a half. Now the utility is dialing back its latest rate hike. Montana's largest utility filed an electricity rate structure with state regulators seeking to replace the rate hike the company implemented in late May with a slight savings, outlined in a settlement that the utility reached with the Montana Consumer Council and about a dozen of its largest customers. Under the new rate structure, the average Montana household using 750 kilowatts of electricity should expect to spend $115 per month on that portion of their power bill. That's about $4 less than the rates that Northwestern put into place without regulators' approval in late May. Northwestern's move to roll back some of its earlier rate increase created confusion among the 5 Republican officials who serve on the Public Service Commission and the state employees who work at that agency. During the Commission's July 1st meeting, commissioners and agency staff grappled with where utility authority ends and commission authority begins, ambiguity in Montana law for such situations, and the utility's motivations for backing off its self-implemented rate hike. The rate that Northwestern unilaterally added into customers' bills in May, without regulators' approval, relied on a little-known, rarely used state law that allows a monopoly utility to adopt its proposed rate structure if the PSC has not acted on its rate hike request within 9 months. Under that law, the utility must refund customers any charges the commission deems excessive, with interest. But the Public Service Commission, the entity that is supposed to protect captive ratepayers, had not made any decisions on the rate hike, so the utility went ahead with its rate hike. Customers paid more, and the utility did not have to refund customers. 3 Republican PSC members voted to adopt the slightly lower rate, and 2 Republicans voted to keep the higher rates that even the utility said it didn't want. PSC President Brad Molnar and Commissioner Randy Pinocchi voted to keep the higher rates. This latest adjustment from Northwestern Energy for yet another rate hike won't be in effect for long. By the end of the year, the commission is likely to decide how much revenue Northwestern can collect from its captive electricity customers. In its early filings, the utility asks regulators to authorize an additional rate hike to cover $164 million for the utility. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.